With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier has arrived in the Middle East, allowing for three carriers now in the region.
Three U.S. aircraft carriers and their accompanying warships are now sailing in the waters of the Middle East, giving President Donald Trump additional warships to enforce his blockade of Iranian ports and more firepower should he decide to resume strikes on Iran. The arrival of a third carrier strike group comes as the U.S. expands its efforts to go after ships supporting the Iranian regime. In addition to enforcing its blockade, the U.S. has begun boarding sanctioned and dark fleet oil tankers carrying Iranian oil. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Despite oil shortages brought on by the war, economist Steve Moore is calling out California lawmakers who blame President Trump for high prices in their states.
For California to be running out of energy would be like Alaska running out of ice. I mean, there's no place on earth that has, well, I shouldn't say that. Texas and Alaska probably have more oil than California, but California is very energy rich, and they just choose not to go after it.
Moore spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Danica Kirk reports King Charles embarks on a state visit to the U.S. next week.
This is really a big deal for the king. He follows in the ever-present footsteps of his mother and has to try to give a speech that will match the one she did in 1991.
Bill Alexander reports that some recent high-profile departures from the administration may not be the last.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
And that is Bill Alexander reporting Pam Bondi removed after her handling of some high-profile cases. This is SRN News. California is providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Ruffo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Ruffo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Library Association has released its annual list of the books most challenged at the country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or include pornographic content unsuitable for children. Amongst the books most often challenged are Maya Kobaya's graphic memoir, Gender Queer. This is SRN News. Conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has passed away.
Renowned conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas is dead at age 81. Tilson Thomas led orchestras in Buffalo, Miami, London, and San Francisco.
A debate over viewpoint diversity emerging at Harvard University, where critics say the ideological balance shifts against conservatives.
The student paper, The Harvard Crimson, reports that as recently as 2022, 82% of instructors identified as liberal, while just 1% said they were somewhat conservative, and none identified as strongly conservative. Now, a new effort is reportedly seeking about $10 million to promote a broader range of perspectives on campus, but critics on the right and the left point to Harvard's roughly $52 billion endowment and maintain the $10 million initiative feels inadequate or performative. Ken Lorman reporting.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.